Alright guys, so today we are doing a review on
dinosaurs.
No.
Oh.
It's not up yet. Come on.
But you know, I wanna.
Yes, I know. I wanna do a review on dinosaurs too, but well, everything that I wanna review isn't up to date yet. Sorry about the noise in the background. Unfortunately, I lost the TV remote again.
But the good news is, I was able to download an app
on his phone to mess with the TV. But what we're actually going to be talking about is Sabrina, but it's not just Sabrina.
She's having to search it up.
Okay. It's The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina. It's on Netflix. It's got new episodes, so if you haven't watched them, of course there's going to be spoilers. We actually finished the series. I'm actually looking for the remote right now, because if I can find the remote...
I am highly disappointed in how it ended. I understand why it ended that way, but I wished it would have ended differently. Sort of leaves it open to bring her back. It's you.
That's so rude.
That's enough said.
That's so rude.
Are you sitting on it?
Probably.
Polka dot, Afro Circus. Anyway, more about the app that I downloaded.
No, we're not talking about the app.
But you're not talking about Sabrina.
I'm trying. Unfortunately, you can't turn down the TV with the app.
So, well, you can if you pay an extra charge.
Yeah, it's like $1.99.
Yeah, and it's only a one-time fee.
Yeah. I was sitting on it. guys. Okay.
Told you.
So, Sabrina, The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina. There is four parts to it. It's from 2020. I mean, it was out before that, but the newest one.
I think that, you know, they started doing them in 2020.
Possible. Anyway, so there's 11 episodes in season one, or part one. What did you think of part one?
Part one actually led up.
Oh, and before you guys continue any further... Spoilers will happen, just to let you guys know, and we're not sponsored, but we'll give you the spoilers if you like them.
Okay, so season one was a little disappointing for the simple fact of Salem didn't talk. Salem doesn't talk until season four, or part four. And it's only for the last couple episodes because he's actually an endless. That's another topic for another thing. Back to season one. So, how do you think they portrayed Sabrina? Do you think they did it well, or do you think they could have did it a little bit better?
They possibly could have done her a little bit better. I mean, it just kind of got repetitive.
Such as?
Honestly, she'd do something and then get in trouble. I mean, in the original Sabrina, she wasn't in trouble all the time like they did. I mean, so it was a little disappointing that she was always finding herself in a pickle. I mean, it made it kind of boring. Because they did it from part one to part four. I mean, I'm not saying that it wasn't a good Sabrina, but I'm not saying it's something that you want to always see constantly, your main character basically getting in trouble all the time.
I don't know. I enjoyed her getting in trouble all the time.
I mean, I liked watching her get out of it, but it was also like, come on.
I feel like I'm talking about, like, disciplinary action. Because between the disciplinary action and the things trying to kill her, you know, I believe they did justice to it.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like they could have done better, honestly.
Now, are we comparing this to the live-action Sabrina from back in the day? Or are we comparing it also to the cartoon from back in the day?
No, this is its own thing, because this is completely different from both. This is a more darker turn towards it.
Yes, that's why I like this one. That's why I think that the amount of trouble she gets into makes sense, because she is being... I feel like she's being persecuted from both angles, from the human side and from the witch side. So.
Possible, but I mean.
Now, it is a little disappointing that part 2 only has 9 episodes, where part 1 had 11.
Yeah. Really, in part 2, I didn't really fall in love with it. I felt like it was just more filler to give the storyline a little bit of a bump, but not really there.
I felt like it was trying to give the friends a backstory.
A little bit, and that's perfectly fine. It's just I thought that it needed more oomph to it.
It needed more adventure.
Yes.
It really did. But it was still good in its own way.
Yes, I mean, it did add into it, and it did help with growing the storyline and everything. And then you got season 3 or part 3, where they only did 8 episodes, and... you've grown to realize which characters you hate and which characters you like and which ones you can understand that if they didn't show up anymore, that it would be fine. Like Father Blackwood, after part 1, he got annoying.
He was annoying in part 1.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, 100% honest on that one. He was just one of those characters that was irritating.
Needed to be cut up.
Yes. I really hated his character. I mean, I understand where he was vital for each part. But it was also just the actor that played him. I felt like they could have portrayed Father Blackwood a little bit better. I felt like it was lacking. Like, the people that played Zelda and Hilda, they were amazing.
Which time?
Both.
Yes. I love part 4 when they finally...
Yes, part 4 actually has 8 episodes as well. And we just recently finished watching this. Now, would there be... Sorry about the little bit of a cough in there. I accidentally stumble tapped and you guys heard a little bit of the cough. But anyway, there's 2 Sabrinas in part 4 and just that alone was irritating to me. But I understand why she did it.
The double Sabrina shows up in part three.
But she's also in part 4.
Yeah, yeah. They start communicating more in part 4.
Yeah.
But I believe that it had to happen. Now, I was really hoping that the song that they advertised...
Yes, for the trailer, they do a song that actually sounds really, really good. I mean, they were really, really good. I liked it.
Well, you just went past it. It was up top.
Yeah, I know that. There's actually 9 trailers and more. There's the trailer for the high school hallway. There's a trailer for The Path of the Night. There's a trailer for Chilling Adventures of Sabrina Part 1. Then they also made one for Part 2. They made a recap for the Part 2 trailer. They made a Part 3 trailer. They made a Part 3 music video that's 2 minutes.
Yeah, which is the one that is what we liked. But I never saw it in the actual show.
And then there's a Part 3 recap. And then there's a Part 4 Chilling Adventures of Sabrina actual trailer as well. So, with this being said, it's TV-14. I really don't believe that it's too graphic. I mean, maybe a small child under the age of 5 might get scared if they can't handle horror.
I think it's more the sex. Yes. Because there is some TNA.
Yes. But, ultimately, I don't think this is, like, a really bad show for children to watch. I really don't.
I don't recommend it for the sex demons.
Yeah.
I mean, quite literally, there's quite a few. There's even a, instead of a succubus, it's an incubus.
Yeah, I would let my kid watch it.
Well, that's because we're more progressive. But anyway, does that mean we also do car insurance?
But yes, I do agree that this is a good show to watch. I'd leave it up to you guys if you let your children watch it or not. For us, we would, but I would be the mom that probably covered the kids' eyes during the sex scenes. But they're not too graphic. They're really not.
No, and they don't last very long.
No. Which, I like that, because a lot of shows nowadays that you watch, there's just so much sex in them that it's just like, come on.
Yeah.
Where's the story?
Sadly, well, actually, not sadly, but thankfully, Part 4 doesn't have that much.
I think it only has, like, one, maybe two scenes.
Well, it has them cuddling. Which is really cool. And there's...
What do you
like
think?
Like four, maybe five different spots where you could consider it a sex scene that's not really a sex scene.
What do you think of Theo?
I think Theo, he is a good character. He really is.
I love how they did that.
Yes.
I love how, with Theo, we're not going to tell you exactly what happens with Theo because we don't want to ruin it, but I really do enjoy that they took this spice of everyday life and put it into this show.
Yes, and...
Now, Harvey was annoying in this one. He just irritated me. I don't know why, maybe it's because I didn't like Harvey in the originals, but this Harvey really irritated me.
I
didn't really fall in love with him.
Compared to the original Harvey, he was better. But his backstory of where his whole family were witch hunters, it just didn't have a good backstory.
Yeah.
And then the way that he would sometimes wind up helping, I just don't see... Like in Part 4, when they wound up having the perverse.
Yeah.
That one, if it was truly Harvey, no matter what was done, he would have never have turned on his girlfriend.
Yeah.
No matter what. Oh, you're a witch? Okay. I'll keep that a secret forever. That's what he should have done, because that's what a Harvey would do. But, no. No, they destroyed that.
Now, what did you think of Roz? I feel like Roz needed more screen time to be able to fall in love with her character.
I believe that they deliberately gave as little attention as possible to Roz so that she didn't wind up taking over the show.
I mean, there's a possibility of that, but I do wish that she had a little bit more screen time. Then we got Ambrose. Ambrose, I believe, made the show. If they didn't have his character, I don't think I would have enjoyed it as much as I did.
I believe Ambrose took the place of Salem in the original.
Yes. I mean, with that being said, I mean, Ambrose was there. He was really helpful to the development of this show. I really believe that if Ambrose wasn't there, then I wouldn't have even made it a part four. He just made it better. I love the way the actor did his job. It was fantastic.
I liked how Ambrose was not just a key point in Sabrina's life, but also other characters' lives.
Yes, like Aunt Z's.
Well, more importantly, one of the Weird Sisters, remember?
Prudence.
Yes. I thought it was Prudence.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
Just because you don't like Prudence doesn't mean anything.
I don't like her hair.
Yeah, her hair, I didn't like it. But
I thought her character was amazing, and I loved how strong she was.
I loved her swords.
Yes, and I loved that that she was set in her ways.
Yes.
But, sorry about that. That was my ringtone. Anyway,
fight in the background. I told you we were going to talk about dinosaurs. Ha ha!
But with Prudence, I just hated her hairstyle. They could have gave her a better hairstyle.
Yes, I loved her hairstyle when the perverse happened.
Yes.
It was a clean-cut bob. Mm-hmm. But it was from, like, the 70s?
Yes. But now, let's see. What did you think of how they did Lilith in this show?
In the beginning, I loved her. I absolutely loved her.
I hated what she did in part four.
Yes.
I think that was messed up.
I think that she should have never been able to get her sanity back.
I agree.
I believe she just did not deserve it.
The way that they leave Lilith with what she's doing to Lucifer, who we'll talk about next.
Well, I don't like that she banished him back to Earth. How can she banish him? Because she drunk some of his blood?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was pathetic.
I don't think that she could, honestly. And that's why I feel like they may do a part five. To add into that, because they did leave that at a cliffhanger. And I feel like that...
Well, I believe that if they did do a part five, the best way they could do it is by using the gift that the new person of the underworld gave her. Said, if you need me before it's your turn, before it's your time, shake this and I will come to you.
Yes.
But of course...
So they did add in to a part where they could do more on this. Now, I do... Okay, so the next person we need to talk about is Lucifer. How did you like that they did their Lucifer in this season? Or this series?
In the series, I didn't like it very well.
I think they could have done better with Lucifer. I don't think, even when the Sabrinas split, I don't think he would see one or the other as a false daughter.
No.
Because that's still his blood.
I think he would have been trying to corrupt the one that was on Earth to, you know, hey, I have a foothold on Earth too, so, you know, take it over for me, baby. Come on. That's what I think.
I mean, I feel like that's what Lucifer would do as well. Because, I mean, it was his own flesh and blood.
Yes.
It was his child. But anyway, so then we have Nick.
Did you almost pause it because you thought I was going to cough again?
I thought you were going to cough again.
It's called a yawn.
Anyway, then we have Nick. Nick was Sabrina's...
Nick Scratch.
Yes. Nick was Sabrina's on-off boyfriend.
So was Harvey, though.
Yeah, but I didn't really like Nick. I thought his character could do more.
I think there was huge potential for Nick.
But it just didn't happen.
Yeah, especially since he wound up taking a swim in the Sea of Sorrows.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of wicked undertow. You're dead.
I just don't
Anyway,
feel like he should have killed himself.
I don't think he. I see his characters being pompous enough that he would try to control death in order to bring her back instead of committing suicide.
Yeah.
So I don't believe they did that justice.
No. And then what do you think of the ending of the show? Or as we know right now, the ending. I mean, it may actually start up again, and if there is another part, of course we'll review it. But
As of right now, the way it ends sucks. There's a cliffhanger as to why she is sitting in one small room instead of being in paradise.
unless that's her paradise.
Being alone,
Yeah.
reading a book.
It could be.
And then you also have the unfinished story of.
Lilith and Lucifer.
Well, I was thinking more of the danger that's happening for the mortal realm, which is making the Hoblock goblins disappear. Because.
Yeah, we didn't touch on that.
Exactly. And. I mean, it really didn't touch on it in the story either. They let you assume that the disaster is actually.
What they were fighting in season four or part four, but I feel like it's something different.
Exactly. Because if it was able to be hidden from in the Fey realm, which is connected to Earth, okay? So why was there not a fourth dimension that they had to watch? They just had to watch the infernal Earth and the celestial. Right? Those are the only three that they had to watch. But true sentinels, if there was a fourth realm, which the Fey realm should have been a fourth realm, they should have had to watch it too. So therefore, I think the Fey realm is a part of Earth. So therefore, it makes it where they never touched on what the disaster was and why the Fays were all hiding, including Theo's boyfriend.
Yes. Now, next part. How did Panda react with you when she was watching? Because I noticed that she was sitting on your lap most of the show.
Season one, she was all tail twitchy, like, ooh, what's gonna happen? Season two was semi tail twitch, like, oh, this could be an interesting part. Oh, look, there's a Salem! Salem! Seriously, as soon as Salem got on the screen, she was all tail wag. And then, as soon as he left, it was all semi tail wagging, like, yeah, this could be better.
And then
And
season four, three.
part three was all tail wag a little. Ooh, demon tail wag. But
And then part four.
part four was a lot of tail twitching. Like, a lot. She also pounced on me a couple times when I wasn't paying attention because something good was happening.
It's not like you were addicted to a cat game or not.
That's you. That is not me.
But anyway, that is our review on the Chilling Adventures of Sabrina. But that's just the storyline. What did you think about the graphics?
The graphics were fantastic.
I really liked them, too. I think they did justice on their graphics. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's too hard field. I mean, there is darkness involved in this, but it has you on your edge of your seat. I mean, even the seasons or parts, in quotation marks, of course, they had amazing graphics, and the storyline flows. I'd have to say part four was my favorite part, because I feel like they added a whole bunch of stuff, even though there wasn't that many episodes. I feel like they added a whole bunch of graphics, and a whole bunch that just ties it together.
Yes.
And it's like they made a little beautiful bow of awesomeness.
I believe that, unfortunately, the way it ends is a complete ending. Not my favorite ending, but even if they didn't do a part five, it would be tied up. Not greatly, but it would be tied up.
I truly believe the reason why they did that is to see how good this part does.
Well, and I hope if they do another one, that they do more than just 8 episodes.
Well, I think that's kind of Netflix thing right now, though. They only do like a few episodes on a series. And then they're done for a little bit, and they got you on the edge. Like, I feel like they did this to see how well part 4 does. And if it gets a lot of views and it gets in the top 10 or something like that, that they may decide to do another part. Or they can leave it where it's at, even if it is disappointing.
Yeah. Now,
it only took us one day to finish part 4. One day.
It took 2.
Oh. Well, I'm pretty sure it took us 1. He says it's 2, but I think it was 1.
Now, time-wise, it equals 1 day.
Yes.
But in all actuality, it took 2 days because of us being called away to do other things.
Yes. So, that's our review on that, and we will have another review up, I promise.
Give it 4 out of 5.
Yes, 4 out of 5. And, of course, we'll have another review up shortly. We also wanted to thank you all, because we went from having only 20 followers for the last 6 months up to 60 followers on this, up to the next day having 74 followers, and then the next day, which today is when I checked it, we have 103 followers on here listening to our podcast, and that makes our day. We're glad that we can give you information on shows, video games, and stuff. And, of course, we do have a video game coming. We are going to be reviewing the Tomb Raider. I'm actually going to play some of it today while he's at work so that we can review it when he gets home after work. So it'll be a little bit after 6 o'clock when he gets home, and we'll review it and give you guys the insight what we can, because I'm probably not going to get that far in it, because with him not being here and already played the beginning of it, I don't have my help. But
no.
Thank you, and we're also thinking about maybe doing merch in the future if we get even more successful. I've just got to get in contact with people how to do merch, and our merch would probably say like Dino out and stuff like that, or some catchphrases that Nanase comes up with. But I hope you guys enjoyed, and do you have anything else to add before we cut it off?
Yes.
All right, let them hear it.
Okay.
Dino out.
No. You said, is there anything I wanted to add?
Yeah. Anything you need to add?
Yeah. I gotta add.
as he tries to stifle the cough, guys. It's so hilarious.
It's not hilarious.
It's like...
Anyway.
I'm
trying to talk here.
Oh, I'm sorry, Dino.
Stop cutting me off.
No, I'm so sorry.
Okay. So...
We had to pause for a second, guys. He started coughing.
Because she won't shut up and let me do what I gotta do. Now, you could actually play the easier story mode on Tomb Raider.
Let's not talk about this.
Hang on. You can make it, the settings is literally, you can make it easier. Way easier.
I don't want to do that. That's cheating.
I think that might be the only way you get through this. Because this game...
You told me I'm horrible.
No, no, no. This game, even on the setting I have it on, is hard. That is saying something. Okay. So, I hope y'all dino out and have a good... Ow. No tappies.
Dino out. Dino out. Don't nail out. So, anyway, thanks for listening and... We'll get you back again with another video game review. That's the next review we got coming up.